Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this, this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Jake Sparrow.
Hold on.
Jake Sparrow ass nigga, man.
What you call the nigga?
Who gives a fuck?
No. What you call that nigga?
Sweetie Fuck Offset.
What?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Why you got this? Let me take this bottle.
And take you on a bitch on the night.
Moses, let me have my shades on today. Jocking my swag for the night.
Nah, you won't be me, nigga.
I never want to be
But I'm you. Different. I'm a different type of nigga.
Different, too.
My body built different.
What? Oh, my God. It's just recording. Say something. Sick of you motherfuckers.
Huh? We in here. Let's talk about it. What we talking about, huh? Let's get this show on the road. Play your stupid ass shit and let's go.
Watch your
phone. Your Rudy 2 shit. Dance up and down and shit. Fucking jackrabbit. Stupid. Yeah, because it's tired of your whack ass shit.
They gave me hassle back when I used to capsule crack.
It's just you want lays on the night. And that bitch is doing hair in it, right?
Bitch, pretty boy smile, nigga breaking your hoe. Pretty boy smile, teeth white like the blow. Presidential rich, white house full of dope. Betty jumping off, I got the dog for the low. Betty jumping off, I got the gnaw for the low. Smoking the informant in your ball with the poke. Nigga 10 toes down, if I call on the flow. Let them other niggas cap and we gon' fall on the low. Flipping your slut, shooting them guts. Shoot on her face, she gon' lick that shit up. Dipped in gold, back on the bows. Wanna shot a dick, then I'm charging ho. ATF and DA, I'm dodging ho. Still get my freedom, it regardless, so. Dollar with the work, I ain't call that hoe. Lawyer told me they ain't have enough to charge that hoe. Pippin' your slut, that pussy bust. Working for daddy, 2 bricks in the luggage. Coke in the carry-on, back in 06, she was whipping for new apple bottoms and dairy. Your mama said, don't send her back on the telephone. Tell the police I'm never home, cause the nigga dipped in gold. Back on them bows, wanna shot a dick, then I'm charging ho.
Charging.
Why you talking about that?
Why you talking about that?
Black, hey.
DJ Paul, bitch, whipping in an all black Cadillac. Pimps up, hoes down, nigga, 4 flats. Trying to get money out of me, fuck that. I'm on the same shit, I'm trying to put you on the track. Hard out here for a pimp, no more. Will I ever be broke again, nigga, that's a no. Watch that Serpo in slow-mo. I'm a drug of choice, they goddamn blow. I'm a pimp, I'm a man. Looking for the dollars, these trues and bowls. Let me pull these models. Head a snatch by the shit, boxing the Impala. Kept a take 9, kept fuck Tony in the dollar. Living 10, nigga, man, we been on some pimp shit. Been on some robbing, been with the bullshit. Come around here with the goods, we gon' push it. Nigga, stay strapped, got
what's up, guys? What's going on, man? What's up, man? Stop looking like that, Moses. What's up, man?
Here he go
in that bullshit. It's Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
fucking Moses.
Yep.
What's up with all that hostility, bro? What's
wrong? Pussy.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you, yo?
Hmm?
What's wrong with you? What's going on, man?
This nigga's pussy.
Episode 136. Moses, what's wrong, bro?
No, fuck that.
Nah, what's pussy, up, bro? What's going on with you, man? Fuck, I you see it all in your fucking face, bro.
Nah, Dave tired of it.
What he tired of?
He tired of these niggas' pussy.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop. Dave not going to talk about it.
He don't want to talk about it.
So you talk about it for him, then.
Stop fucking feeding in Charleston White.
Who the fuck is that?
Coon.
Wait.
Red flag. I don't want to talk about it because
Who the fuck is that?
He might try to get the Rico on me.
Who the fuck is what?
This nigga dangerous. He got the boys with him. 6ix9ine nigga. Him and his 6ix9ine. He need to be 6ix9ine manager.
Oh, so you saying you can't beef with him because he calling the police?
Well, fuck. Tell them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Watch out for that nigga.
So this is how you start in the podcast.
I want to warn niggas. Don't fuck with that nigga. Watch your fucking mouth around that nigga. Don't be around that fucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? See my fingers? Fuck that nigga.
Motherfucking, yo.
Nigga!
So what are you doing? You talking about T.I. son and what are you doing again?
I ain't gonna lie, some stuff he say, you know what I'm saying, be right, but like, come on, bro. Don't put this already down in what other people trying to do. I'm just sick of niggas always putting niggas down, man. Fuck you trying to put us down. White men don't put they people down. You don't see the you don't see hardly no culture put each other down except us, man. And then we always told them we want to do some shit, but all we doing is putting niggas down and shit. You saying you exposing niggas, but nah, you really telling on niggas. Fuck you talking about. I'm exposing on you. How? Help these rappers then. Don't fucking expose them like that.
Come on, you know what he doing, though.
You smoking weed and doing the same thing these rappers doing.
He talking about.
But you want interviews like these other rappers.
That's how
you
want to
be the fucking rapper, nigga. You want to be the rapper, nigga. Charleston White.
This nigga really make you that angry?
White? Got the right name, Charleston? Charlie? Charles White?
Yo, Dave, get your mans, bro. What the fuck is
that? I'm your mans.
He making
I'm
sense.
I'm your fucking mans. Is you that really, your mans?
You my mans.
You don't know him.
I don't.
You don't know him.
I don't, nigga.
The fuck you talking about, White?
Charlie White.
You just don't like the fact that he just be snitching. He calls shit and then he won't call the police. Stupid.
Help out the community. You talk the shit, help out the community.
Well, are you all right though, Moses? Like, it seems like the nigga is affecting your mental health. You ain't a little
affecting
bit,
shit, nigga. I'm me, nigga. Ain't no nigga gonna affect me, man. Me, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
So if he
start
talking about
me.
You, you gonna go beat his ass?
Nah.
He sound like he need a real good ass whooping. I'll be honest, bro.
Who gonna give it to him when he's spraying mace,
that's
nigga?
That's the thing of...
He's a mace spraying nigga. Cop ass nigga. Fuck you gonna touch a cop nigga like that.
You can't touch him. Like Vlad, right? You can't touch Vlad, right?
So I don't
everybody's
talk,
suing. Can you blame him though? You're like, hold on. Let's ask that question. So you not suing somebody that's famous? They put their hands on you?
You know what he's doing. That's a money ticket for him, but don't be doing
I'm
like that.
I'm asking you, though. I'm asking you. I'm asking you and Dave.
I'm not that type of nigga. I'm not a bitch nigga.
You're not suing. I might sue.
Not for that reason. Other reason, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna talk about your kids and shit neither, though.
Some stuff
you
is like,
I'm not doing none of that.
You know
type
what I'm saying?
Shit.
Just let it be between y'all. Don't put nobody kids in there. You know your situation. Everybody always talking about somebody else, but look in their situation. Your situation might be fucked up. We don't see it yet. You know what I'm saying?
You suing Dave? You fighting back. You putting I know Dave. See, Dave a different nigga, man. Dave gonna fight back, put the paws on me and not sue. Dave gonna fuck the nigga up.
If I didn't start it, I ain't suing.
Nah, Dave ain't gonna.
But
some niggas know.
If it's some random shit, I'm getting that bread, nigga.
my nigga. God damn it, fuck that. You famous niggas touch me for no reason? I'm suing. Fuck that.
My neck, my back.
All of that shit.
My neck and my back.
All that Easdale shit, nigga. For real.
I want $200 million.
$200 million.
Whatever I can get.
Get my money, nigga.
Shout out my nigga all day. Shout out my nigga all day. It was his birthday.
Okay.
Nigga getting old. Nigga got grays on his beard and shit.
All day.
Yo, what's up, man? Happy birthday.
Went to Charlotte, hung out with my nigga. This nigga was like, yo, come to Charlotte, my nigga. You already know what it is. It's up, it's lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw some shit on the fucking grill. I never known this nigga to grill. So I was just like, all right, I'm gonna come, make sure I eat before I come. But it's cool. So I get there, right? Got my Airbnb. Why this nigga? Oh, you buy Harris Teeter. Yo, grab some chicken and some, grab a couple of steaks. Whoa.
You bring the food.
It's my birthday, you know. Hold on. What the fuck happened on my birthday? What happened on my birthday?
You coming there? You sending your mans on Cash App, you know, some money when he told you it was his birthday.
I don't do shit like that. Let me be clear. I don't do shit like that, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Thought ass nigga.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Don't touch me. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Thought.
So
nigga invited you to a cookout and told you to bring the food. BYOF.
I'm coming from Fayetteville and shit. That's a 2-hour, 45-minute drive, my nigga.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? That's my boy, man. It's his birthday, man. That's my nigga, man. I ain't gonna say nothing bad about all day. I ain't gonna lie,
I got some food. I couldn't come empty handed. I was just typing, nigga. I got some chicken. I got a couple of filet mignon. Cause he's getting ready to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about he want me to be his best man. I was like, yo, bro, I don't want to be your best. Like, I don't want to participate. I don't want to participate.
Where is he going though? Is he going to Las Vegas?
No.
Is he doing that?
Nah.
He just getting married and that shit.
Why you don't want to be his best man, nigga?
It's not that I don't want to be. I just don't care to participate in stuff like that. I don't want to get all dressed up. I don't want
to. That's for your homie, nigga.
I'm going to do it. Don't get it twisted. I'm going to do it. I said I don't want to do it. I'm going to do it.
You drove there or you flew?
What, to Charlotte?
Mm.
Nigga, come
put
on.
Put your fucking Steve Harvey suit on and go to the fucking the wedding and have a good time. And you know the best man is responsible for the basketball party.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's a few of us he talking about?
Huh?
It's a few of us.
Okay. That's the best way to do it.
And I'm broke, so I don't. I can't pitch in and none of that. And I got to buy a suit. I got to do all. Come on, man. Come on. Single with two kids. Come on, man.
No, you ain't got no hoes for the bachelor party.
You ain't got no hoes for the bachelor party anyway. I'm coming to the bachelor party though.
When's the bachelor party?
He don't know.
We can buy the hoes for the bachelor party.
I thought you said you ain't had no money. You talking about you can buy the hoes.
I thought we're going to pitch in. We'll put in on the hoes to be at the bachelor party. What you mean?
Now you
wanna look, y'all know y'all want the hoes there. Mm-hmm. I want to see some ass shaking. Come on.
I ain't going to no bachelor party to see y'all niggas.
It's a fact. That's a fact. That's what I'm saying. So.
He getting married in Charlotte?
When I was talking to his future wife, because I was like, damn, she told me now to forget. You know, my memory is terrible, man.
Mm-hmm. You don't be listening.
Nah, shout out to her, though, because she cool as hell.
You never listen, nigga. Let's talk about that, man.
Congrats to them, yo. Hope everything works out.
And I encourage him to eat her ass.
Oh, what? Was you on the Molly?
No.
You be on some shit.
This nigga was on the Molly, bro.
I was not on the Molly.
Hey, man. Stop. You grabbed that nigga on the shoulder and told him.
Hey, I love you, man. Yeah,
I love you.
Listen, this is what happened. Fuck y'all niggas, yo.
Hey, if you love her,
I'm telling
eat
you.
This is what happened. Because it
Wedding
was
Wedding night.
I'm an ass.
Because all day was all some shit. Like, he don't eat ass. He ain't eating no ass. I'm like, my nigga, you ain't getting married. You better eat her ass.
I got all this from eating ass.
All day was like, he not doing that. I'm like, bro, You better eat ass, bro. You getting married, bro.
If you don't eat ass, you don't get dick.
She'll love you forever. I'm telling you. Like, see, that's why y'all niggas, man. I hate y'all niggas.
That's why,
man.
I like peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
Because it's moving chunky.
You want to practice first. Get the peanut butter.
Put the bread in. Y'all don't want to listen.
I didn't say none of this type of
shit. Put the bread in front of you.
Put the peanut butter at the mouth. Bottom of the orange. You know how the orange.
Spoof your mouth out. When you do this, you're doing it right.
At the bottom of the orange. And you practice.
Look at the bread and look at your lip print. You a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah. Get up. Do it! Get
out of here. Fix your shit. Do your fucking job.
So y'all think he's not supposed to eat his wife's ass? Like, I don't understand. Is that what y'all think? He's not supposed to eat his wife's ass?
He can do whatever he wants.
Do what he want. He's
gonna eat
some
butt.
That's what I'm like, yo, why you playing, my nigga? Like, yo, I was like, yo, tell your wife sit in the tub 45 minutes.
He know how to do freaky shit. That's what porn is for.
She was right there smiling. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to push him. Yo, do that, my nigga.
Trying to push him to eat butt?
Yeah. Why not?
That's when the
you love her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Moses. Moses do not eat ass. That's crazy.
What for?
All day. Take a ride.
You nasty nigga. What it tastes like, huh? Kibbles and bits, you bastard.
Kibbles. You nigga say kibbles and bits.
Yeah, you the dog.
That's funny.
You the dog.
You the dog, nigga.
You the dog, nigga.
You the dog.
Got a thing full of dog food, ain't no fucking dog.
Yo. Shout out my nigga all day, man. Happy born day, bro. Love you, bro. Had fun times. I just didn't like how we ain't go to the cigar lounge, nigga. I was like the only, that's why I knew that nigga was getting old. I was the only nigga that went, took a shower, came back, dressed to go somewhere. Niggas ain't did nothing. He just laying around. We watching the fights. Oh, we still drinking. I'm up in here mixing tequila, Jack Daniels. I don't do shit like that. Had a couple of sips of Hennessy. I don't do shit like that, man.
Nigga, listen. Niggas be thinking about spending money and shit like that. They ain't got time.
That nigga's rich.
That's the thing. That's why he rich. You gotta save. Do like them rich people do.
Spend it. Nah, fuck that. Spend it, man. One life, bro.
I'm going to tell you this, man. Let's talk about this.
Talk your shit.
We'll just spend the shit. When you get your money, spending shit is not really worth it. Yes, you can go out and spend it. That's why
I'm not saying every
some
day.
People save up so they can't go out and splurge.
I'm saying on your birthday.
But at the same time, splurge is not all that because you still got to. Shit happens every day, right?
I got to spend money on
I'm
my
just
birthday,
saying shit
bro.
Happens every day, right? You yes. always got to have a backup plan.
But I got to
so it's
money.
Not worth the goddamn throwing that money like. These rappers that throwing money, doing, they putting the interest. They getting these chains, they putting the interest. Most of the chains be fake as fuck. Don't get it twisted like, you know what I'm saying? This money's easy. We burning. I don't be giving a fuck about money because we can't take it when I die.
That's why I say spend it.
But the thing is, always have something for your kids. We got kids.
No,
man.
I'm saying, I say put something for the kids for sure. You know what I mean? But for my born day, bro. Because I don't spend a lot of money. I try not to anyway.
Yeah, you a sucker.
Watch your fucking mouth, my nigga.
Yeah, you a sucker.
Watch your fucking mouth, nigga.
I like that.
You
know what I'm saying? You timid.
For you to... I'm about timid, to snuff man. This nigga, Dave. Real shit.
This nigga said, I don't spend money. Yeah, you a sucker.
You a sucker. Like, what, nigga? What the fuck is that? Anywho. My born day, though...
Yeah.
For my born day, I'm gonna spend money, man. I'm gonna get dressed good. I'm gonna buy something nice.
What you dressing like? Because a jumper suit is not nice, nigga.
What are you talking about?
This nigga got a romper on.
Yeah, nigga got the Adidas on with the fucking Jordans on. Talking about, I'm fresh.
I can't win out here.
My booty.
It's not even. I'm talking about.
I'm timid.
Fuck yo. What's up with all this timid shit, it's bro? it's enough of that. It's enough of that.
Sick and timid.
I gotta wash the pants I wear because my booty sweat.
That's nasty.
I gotta wash the pants out.
Booty sweat.
You do. Like, you get older, you got to watch the shit you wear.
What movie was that? Drink Booty Sweat.
No, that's him telling us his life, baby. That's him telling us what he's going through in his late 30s.
Yeah, I go through booty.
Early 30s. How old are you again, Moses?
I go through booty sweat, nigga. A little
tall. Leather pants and shit. Mm-hmm.
I'm on Rick James phase, nigga. It's time for suits. You ever think about that, though? It's time for suits.
No.
We just wear suits every day?
No.
Just switch up your style a little bit, because you can't be wearing this young shit like you fucking young. I don't want to be them niggas that be wearing big-ass shirts and shit.
You want to walk around looking like...
You don't have to wear a big-ass shirt.
I'm not talking about every suits every day, niggas.
You walk around looking like classic, man. I'm a classic, man.
This nigga want to put a bow tie on. This nigga want to put a bow tie on.
But nah, you never think about that, though?
Bean pie-eating ass nigga, huh?
Nah, for real. You never think about that, though?
No.
We're switching the style up? Mm-hmm.
No, nigga.
You're not wrong with switching the style up. I mean,
you know, you see some of the other rappers do it. And I'm not saying that's our style. You know, we got our own different styles, every one of us. You know, well, me and Davey style. I don't know what the fuck you be.
Why is it always.
You just put on some shit.
I can't be different.
No,
I can't be different.
You wear like stuff like I'm fat. Like, I don't like my body.
This nigga said you wear shit. You wear fat girl clothes. Big t-shirts, sweatpants, and shit. Get out of here. The nigga said, I hate my body.
He put on his clothes like, I hate my body.
How I get treated at Dirty Water. See, I love these niggas. And all they do is just come here and clown me because I don't wear nothing like about what the fuck you talking about.
Sometimes you be fresh, but sometimes you be like, I hate my body.
Not at all, bro.
And they look like he's trying to hide a pregnancy.
Yeah, look what you're wearing now. You sweat around your neck. Your shirt is full of sweat. Nigga.
What? Your shirt full of sweat.
Yeah, you look like a fucking pig with a shirt. Smell like bacon, nigga. I'm that nigga! Nah, I'm just fucking with you, though.
Never smell like fucking pork, nah, nigga. Man. I never smell like fucking
you
pork.
You shoot pork, yeah.
You still eat pork. I don't even eat that shit. I know that shit come out your pores. Don't come at me like
honestly,
that, bro.
Honestly, bro, like, I haven't
eaten a lot of swine, bro.
I haven't ate pork in a long time. And I love pork chops. Like, I haven't ate pork.
And you like bacon? You like sausage?
But I ain't fucked with it in a long time, though.
Pause.
That's nasty, though. why is that, though, like? Anything long, like, cause I'm starting to cut up my
like
bananas.
Sausage.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before, like, you used to peel the banana.
But now you cut it up now
because I feel weird. Like, holding a big ass banana. I just feel like some niggas looking like, oh, yes, he's a banana nigga.
Come on, bro.
Like, you know, I'm scared.
Good boy, bro.
Drink my beers different because, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do.
It's fucked up. Can't even eat hot dogs no more.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like niggas is perverts. Ugh, eat it hot.
I don't eat, I don't eat ribs. Yeah, nah. Fuck that. You eat all that shit, bro. I don't eat none of that shit.
Ribs is good as fuck.
Enjoy.
Hold on though.
Don't hold on me. Like
no,
that.
I'm just.
I ain't like the way you pointing your thumb at me like that.
No, I'm not saying like that. Come on. All right. Don't be like that.
You've been disrespectful long enough on this podcast.
That's what
today.
I'm saying. You be timid. You so emotional.
Some shit I just don't like, my nigga. How about that? Yeah. Some shit I just don't like. What you want me to do?
I can't let go.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
You like singing love songs. I'm single, but yo, I'm getting no quick.
I'm not even going to lie. Listen.
I'm getting
out of this rap shit a little. So
R&B is going hard right now.
I am tired of listening to gang ops. Shoot him up.
What's the nigga name sound? African G.
Givion.
Yeah.
He got I need to catch up on him. I got to catch up on him. It was somebody else told me I had to catch up right now. Brent Faye, they told me I had to catch up on. I've been listening to Ombre.
Old girl from
I fuck with Sir Heavy.
J. Cole, what's the name?
Ari Lennox.
Ari Lennox is really hard.
Ari Lennox is one of my favorites right now.
She's like the one that's putting out shit like I was suspecting SZA to. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I seen SZA Instagram
like,
today.
Lord have mercy.
Like,
how you feel about it, Dave? Good, like, how you felt about it? You
SZA got a little, she got a little thicker too.
You brought the Lord into it.
I love like how SZA. I love you SZA the Lord music, into but it, I'm bro. Just waiting. Like, I'm just waiting, bro.
God bless
like,
SZA.
I'm just waiting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like her music. I love her style, bro.
Yeah, yeah. SZA's
I'm getting
nice.
Tired of this rap shit. I ain't even gonna lie.
Let's talk about how
I'm getting tired of it. And Lil Baby just dropped.
Okay, hold on. Let's.
Freddie Gibbs.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Dropped, before you go into that.
Go ahead.
I don't want to talk about that. All right.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about how a lot of dark skinned women is not looked at when they're the most beautiful thing right now, especially on P Valley. Okay, let's look at that.
I don't think I'm going back Mercedes, to watch P Valley.
Mercedes and old girl.
I thought you was about to say Nicole. Uncle Clifford.
Oh. All right, hold up. Hold up. This nigga. See, that's your boy.
If that's you prefer, that's you prefer.
That's your boy.
This nigga was like, yo.
That's your boy, my nigga.
Let's talk about
putting
the queen.
Down for y'all. I'm just saying. Clifford is putting it down for y'all. It's too many scenes. He's just putting it down for y'all.
Cliff putting it down.
But, yo, come on,
get
Cliff.
Get the fuck like, out of here.
You doing, yo, Cliff.
I think I'm done with P-Valley.
But, Cliff go hard like with business sense, like with the storyline I fought with Cliff, but the sex shit, no, I don't.
I haven't even watched that.
But
the sex shit.
Come on. But, like the one Mercedes fucked with old boy, the coach's wife, beautiful black, dark skinned woman, you know what I'm saying? Strong, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, the one that do the art?
Yeah.
Okay. Strong woman.
Strong woman. Like, any woman, like, is strong, bro. It's the color. You could be any kind of race, bro, but. Your aura is what makes
what
you.
What are you saying? You thinking dark-skinned women are getting overlooked?
They been getting overlooked.
Why you feel
if
like
you
that?
Look like, if
talk,
you look
now,
at...
Now you talking. Why you feel like that?
Okay. Look at way we was growing up. Martin. What was looked at? Gina.
What you mean? But I guess I'm just
you
different.
You was fiending over Gina because she was light-skinned because of Martin.
I can't. No, not, no, gym, I wasn't.
Listen,
no, wasn't.
The true gem was Pam.
That's how I felt.
Pam had the wagon on there.
That's Pam what I'm saying.
Had,
Pam like, was the 500.
No,
me.
But see,
Pam
when I first. I don't care what you say. Just like with Different World. Like, old girl, she was light skin. That's who you love. But Jada Pinkett was the one I liked.
But Jada Pinkett ain't dark skin.
Listen what I'm saying. Jada Pinkett and the other dark skin girl.
They had that other
from
dark skin
Whitney.
Girl. With the curly hair, right?
The dark skinned girl that was on there, that was the friend, the one that the light skinned dude was hitting.
Oh, I can't remember that.
Yeah, but she was beautiful. Like, it's a lot of beautiful, like, Kiki, when she went to Housewives, she fucked me up, but she was beautiful until she.
I
see how she was.
I don't be thinking dark skinned women get overlooked.
How? When. In the videos, you don't see
I'm
as
because,
much.
But I'm saying for me, because I love dark-skinned women.
Yeah,
this
but
what
you
I'm
don't.
Saying.
In the videos, do you see? Listen, what I'm saying. In the videos, do you see dark-skinned women more, or do you see light-skinned women more?
I see both.
And foreign.
Foreign
is more
light-skinned. That's different. Maybe that.
It's not different, nigga. You just looking at it like, even with Fab, like always had light skin.
What
like with the videos,
what
I'm just saying, like with the videos, everybody always had light skin, you know.
But what about, but so hold on, no,
even,
no, fuck that, no, because then you can go, we can
listen
go back,
what I'm saying.
No, listen what I'm
Lil
about
Wayne
to
had a video we, and
so,
didn't want
so,
some of the dark
so what
skin
about Belly,
girls
though?
On there because.
No, what about Belly though?
She was beautiful, but who'd you look at? T-Boss though.
I didn't.
Because you light skin.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
You don't look at the
and
other light
skin. And I'm not
light skin.
I'm brown skin.
But do you like other
light skin
women?
My wife was
light
skin. And I love dark skin women. It don't matter.
She was
brown
skin.
I don't have a shade preference is what I'm saying.
She was brown skin.
Who?
Your wife was brown skin. Not light skin.
All right.
You
if you say so, bro.
Not
like. My mother's light skin.
Yeah.
Your wife wasn't my mother's complexion.
It's
she,
like
yeah, she was.
Not I'm not saying she's dark skin. She was like in the middle of brown and you know what I'm saying, light skin. Brown.
I felt like I'm brown, she was light skin.
You light skin. Stop.
That's crazy.
Denying your stop
crazy,
denying your
nigga.
Fucking culture.
That has nothing to do
you
with
was a light skin ass nigga.
My
I'm
nigga.
Sick of it.
I don't think
you was on the porch. Listen,
I'm getting the cotton.
We're not doing that. I'm just me and Dave.
Looking at your stupid ass. With your light skin ass. Wearing suits and shit. Stupid.
On the porch.
Shut up.
You got to chill with
on the porch. You was fucking light skin.
You was in the house.
Yes!
Tell him.
You in the house cooking. You what you want, man?
Cooking.
Telling on me and Dave, because we fucking.
What?
Shut up!
What?
I'm sick of it.
I gotta spark my blood, because this nigga is wild. Like, what the fuck are you talking about,
stupid
bro?
Ass. I'm brown skinned. Bitch, you lie. You in the
sound
house.
Ignorant as fuck,
you will never be out in the field.
You sound
we
ignorant.
In the fucking field. Running, whipped. Fucking. Rabbits. Every fucking day, I don't know no fucking better. On cocaine.
What?
They gave us cocaine, nigga. You know it. Fuck nobody working that hard. Fuck is you talking about? The way niggas is now. Can't even nigga take you to the fucking store. Gas, man. Shut the fuck up.
I don't know what the fuck this nigga. The funnier thing is, I feel like I would have been the one to get killed. By the so-called master.
You in the house.
Listen, with who?
We all black, man.
With who?
We all black at the end of the day.
I'm in the house with who? Exactly.
With the other light-skinned niggas.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to all the black people in every shade.
Do you have enough fuck up?
No, I'm not. Especially black women.
So do you have a shade preference?
No.
And your women?
I love all women. I like all women. I love black women.
Yeah, facts.
And all shades.
I love all shades, but I feel like it's the year of dark skin. You know what I'm saying? It's more
shout out to the chocolate.
You know what I'm saying? More chocolate beautiful that's being shown now. That's all I'm saying.
That good skin. Yeah, man.
You see it now. Like
black
like,
women
damn,
just
you appreciate
smell
it,
good.
I think now because
they
like,
taste better.
You know,
yeah, the ass, Dave?
Hmm?
The ass?
Sad. I wasn't talking about the ass.
Oh, you said they taste better.
Okay. What else do you taste, nigga? All right,
then. Those niggas go straight for the ass. No titties and no pussy, not.
You sound crazy.
Shout out to the black women, man.
Give me that ass. Don't you want this pussy? No.
Did you hear Lil Baby's album, bro?
No, I didn't. No. I heard of Freddie Gibbs.
Do you want to talk about Freddie Gibbs first?
Freddie Gibbs was nice to me.
Freddie Gibbs' album is fire.
There's just mafia Soul, shit.
Sold separately.
Go I ahead. Wasn't expecting shit with DJ Paul, but that shit go hard. I didn't hear Lil Baby. I got a you said Lil Baby, right?
Yeah, but we're gonna stay on Freddie Gibbs for just a second.
I haven't heard Lil Baby.
Yeah, Gibbs don't
fire.
Miss. He made good music, man. He need a stake to making music and lead them New York niggas alone.
Oh, that's how you feel, Dave.
Well, yeah, I said that before. Just make the fucking music.
I think that's what he's gonna do anyway. It's just, you know, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep going, do what you do, I still support you, bro. I don't give a fuck. Life goes on, but you know what I'm saying? You ask for shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can't shit nigga back y'all not expect no shit to happen.
Now, like, he didn't have no bars for niggas. Yeah. You know what I mean? He kept it.
Yeah.
Not even no slick shit.
Nope.
Didn't hear no slick shit. Like, he kept it all the way music.
Kept it business. You know what
all the way music. Sounds good.
As he should, because he ain't got nothing to say. What could he say? Nothing, nigga.
Nah, hold up. You know how niggas is, man. Even when niggas take their L, they still got to. You did this, and then this happened, and like they try to give their excuses. You know what I'm saying? He just kept it G. He kept it G.
I mean, you don't have to put your shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. Let's just stick to the music. I don't care about. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a.
Plus, I fuck with both. I fuck with all them niggas.
Just like the young shit, like
Benny.
You just gotta keep what you're talking about.
Him and Benny make good music. Yeah. I ain't never heard him and Jones. I'm sure they make some good tracks, but they ain't never made a track. You know what I mean?
I think my favorite shit on there
is... But they supposed to have some beef, right? Benny and Freddie, right?
Yeah.
Something yeah. like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't.
I don't want to entertain it, though. You, fuck it.
Don't shit where you shit. Like it. You know what I'm saying?
I like the music.
The That's the thing. Fire. Do the music.
The music is fire, man. My joint is definitely with DJ Paul. I played that shit at the beginning of the podcast. But that shit with Pusha T? That right. shit with Pusha T? Hard.
Yeah, Pusha T always tough. Come hard, though.
Project is tough.
My shit with Rick Ross? Hard. Hard. And I just like how Freddie is a rapping ass motherfucker. Like, he really can rap. And his sound, his ear for the beats. You know what I mean? He know exactly. But it sounded like he was jumping on there. He got the shit with Offset. That shit even sounded good. You know what I mean? The bounce on that shit was good. You know what I mean? So
I keep forgetting that was like Offset until like, you know.
Nah, Freddie rap.
Cause Offset did some different like track. You know, I fold Offset.
Now Lil Baby's album. It's Only Me.
How was it? Not for a little, baby.
Why you gotta say how was it? Why you ain't listen to it? You had plenty of time to listen to it before we came here to do this podcast.
I didn't know he came out with some. I probably know certain listen to some of his songs, but you know, I'm a Baby fan, but not a little Baby fan like that. Not a hardcore fan.
Hard.
What tracks you like on?
You say that, and then you switch up.
No, I'm still spinning
and then
it.
Switching
I'm,
up, huh?
Nah, yeah. I'm still spinning it. Like only time I switch up was when I don't spin it no more. I'm still spinning it. My
Maybe
joint
it just came out.
Yeah, but nah, my joint with Young Thug, hard.
Okay.
Hard. The joint with Future.
Answer that. Do you think people sleep on Young Thug?
Well, it depends on who you asking. I feel like. I don't think the South sleeps on Young Thug, bro.
Some stuff you don't listen to until I put you on.
What you put him on? So you saying you put me on Young Thug?
That Buddy song.
I don't remember. You know my memory's fucked up.
Buddy's the one with him, Travis Scott, and Drake. You know they always do.
But no, I was fucking with Thug before you you gave me that one. I remember now. Yeah, I was fucking with Thug before you gave me that one.
So,
nah, I'm just, I always fuck with Thug before, on his features. What?
Before Danny Glover?
Huh?
Before Danny Glover?
I don't remember that. Free Thugger.
I fuck the bitch's buddy. I put the bitch's buddy. Free Honey Thugger. Honey with a bitch in the roof. That's on.
Nah, I gotta hear it myself, nigga. I don't gotta. The way your voice, and when you try to do it, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work, bro.
I'm not Thug, I'm me.
That's what I'm saying. So stop. Yeah, do it again.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dave, what's up? You ain't hear the Baby album, Lil Baby album. Nah. You don't fuck with Lil Baby.
I'm not running to his album, no. So I didn't hear it yet.
You don't think he a rapping ass nigga? Because you like rapping ass niggas.
He rap, but he just doesn't excite me, so I don't.
He's not supposed to excite you, bro.
You got to excite me for the one to hear your album and shit. He don't excite me. I'll catch it when I catch it. Somebody be playing, I'll be like, oh, okay, the track is hard, but I ain't running to his album, though. I'm sure he got some shit on it. Can't deny it. He got hits. I ain't running to his album, though.
I be thinking that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be certain South rappers I be feeling like they be fucking with, and I thought Lil Baby would be one of them. Because I be thinking Lil Baby got that rapping ass. He a rapping ass nigga to me. Like, he be rapping.
But let me tell you something.
His flow get redundant to me. So
he be switching it though, bro.
It sounds the same to me. I don't know if it's his voice.
I'm gonna have to just play you some other shit.
Nah, you don't need to play me nothing.
That's crazy. That's
crazy. Nah, I fuck with Lil Baby as business wise. He's a smart kid. You know what I'm saying? Like business wise, like he handles the shit.
I agree with that for sure.
He definitely killing
money. Like, yeah, so
he be killing the features. For sure.
especially on tracks. He really killed features. So that's what I focus on. Like, I respect him because of that. You know what I'm saying? Just like Lil Durk. I might not like everything you do, but I respect him as a man. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of them out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like G Herbo. I like some of his shit, not every bit of his shit, but I respect him. You know what I'm saying?
He dropped some. He dropped his album too. I ain't get a chance to listen to
it. It's kind of hard.
You heard it? A little bit.
Yeah, I gotta keep up.
He got a joint with Benny. I heard that one.
The reason I like G Herbo, he just mind me of like Lil 3-6 a little bit. He be just crunk. You know what I'm saying? He be talking about some real shit. So just like your boy, Ace Boogie. Cause you like him cause he sing.
T-Pain, I fuck with Ace Boogie. It's A Boogie. Don't why you say Ace Boogie?
Huh?
You only be fucking niggas' names though. You ever know
it's A Boogie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
with the hoodie.
Don't get mad. Bitch ass nigga. Your nigga wrong.
It's my nigga. I fuck with my young nigga, man.
T-Pain ass nigga.
You don't like T-Pain?
You like T-Pain? I fucking love T-Pain.
Yo, damn, get your mans, bro.
like Ray James. Why look like throwing a nigga? Yeah, I remember throwing Charlie from cocaine and other drug.
Oh, Moses, this is what you said you wanted to talk about. I want to talk about it with you. This nigga blew the candle. Make a wish.
Burn out my fucking candle. You pay for
make
this
a
bitch.
Wish, nigga. Did you make a wish?
You pay for this bitch. Pay we get some money, dude.
You want to talk about how they be racist on the video games on the chats?
Video games be funny as fuck, though. Like, niggas be really getting their feelings. Like,
I be getting ignorant on them little motherfuckers.
They be going in on the kids. I be like, yo.
I do. I'm that guy. Yeah, I'm that guy.
Because the kid be like, yeah, you suck, old man. I'm like, yeah, shut up, little boy.
You know why you call me old?
That's on fucking your mama. Huh? Where your mom at?
No, hold up. I only respond to the ones that want to say nigger. You niggers. It puts you in the fit, like all that type of shit.
I be just like, this nigga whooping
and
your
I be
ass.
Like, I be like, yo, you know your mother like black dick though, right? You know your mother like black dick though.
And I be like, why you so mad? Because I don't get on their level. I just, you know what I'm saying, niggas laugh.
I get that. But it's just having fun with them too. Like, you want to say that? I'm going to say this. You want to say, and then I turn my headphones back off. Put you niggas on mute. Nigga, I'm not listening to none of that shit. I heard what you said the first time. Let me say what I said.
They love the report. Like, you get 100 reports for no reason. Like what the fuck? This nigga said, nigga, I was.
Do you think it happens often though? Like, that shit happening a lot? Like, what's your response? You just don't respond at all.
I respond, but like, it's
Dave, you respond. You don't respond to the little racist white kids.
I don't play video games.
No, I know, but I'm saying if you was back on your video games,
back in the day, nah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does little white boy say?
I barely listen to them niggas when I played. If I wasn't on a fucking a party with the homies or something like that, I wasn't listening to that shit.
Nah, but bro, this shit can automatically just come through your TV. You gotta turn those settings off first.
They you heard like them
niggas
pussy.
Going in. Stupid niggas out here. I don't even know why I play with these niggas.
Nah.
So, whoa, buddy. Hold on, buddy.
Ain't nothing you can do. I ain't about to go back and forth with somebody.
That's why I say, your mother, you know your mother like black dick and then turn it off.
It just made the game. To me, it just made the game better because you go hard and then you whoop the niggas ass.
I still be
a
trash.
A nigga did this to y'all.
Bro, I'm sorry. I still be trash. That's why they start talking more.
Oh. Like, you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just take this racism, nigga.
You need to go to another
if
lobby.
You can't fucking play. Shit, you talking shit back and losing? We don't need your help over here.
You
don't have to go racial neither.
You just gotta look for that nigga. You don't even care about nobody. I just go look for that person.
And don't be trying to hack my account. I know how y'all niggas do.
He's gonna send SWAT to your house and you gonna be scared, nigga. The police outside.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Send the SWAT. I have nothing to hide. I'm fine.
Nigga, you gonna be nervous, SWAT.
I'm fine.
No matter what.
Maybe 10 years ago, I'd be nervous.
No matter what.
10 years ago, Dave, I'd been nervous.
No matter what, they put niggas in handcuffs, kids and all, nigga.
You still be like, who that?
Your son, he old enough to be put in handcuffs. They ain't gonna put your daughter in handcuffs, but they gonna put them niggas, you going in handcuffs, and it's gonna be a fiasco out there. Mm-hmm. Over you arguing with a little 15-year-old.
I didn't argue. I said what I said, like, and then I turned my headphones back off. I still played. I just kept it moving.
Mm-hmm. But now see, it's different. Get swatted, nigga.
Like, it's not that bad. Like, it's shooting is bad, but it ain't that bad. But what about basketball?
Nigga.
When you play 2K.
They don't do that too much on 2K.
They don't
right?
be doing that yeah. on 2K, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's usually on the Call of Duty or the fucking GTA.
It's a different crowd. It's a different
GTA
crowd.
Be doing that?
Oh, hell yeah, nigga. You get in the mix, it'll be like 30 people in a session. Yeah. You hit, like, if your shit is on, what is it, like, on
public
game mode chat yeah. shit? That should yeah. be, you hear that shit in your TV just going off. So I got to change my settings. I don't want to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. But when you catch it, I'll be like, oh, let me say blah, blah, yeah. And then I turned my shit, that's when I muted out. And I'm still running around shooting niggas up, or I might have got killed. Because they get mad when you probably say some shit, now you want to get tanks and shit, jets and all that bullshit. And I'm like, oh, now I'm really out of here.
Now you 52 niggas getting yeah. blown up. Nigga.
Yeah, I don't got time for that. I
stopped playing that shit.
Nigga.
It was just for the kids.
I haven't played it in a while, but I'm just saying, I remember them times when I would play it. And I was like, this is what they be doing on there. You know what I'm saying? They turn them little kids, little white kids be turning up.
Nigga.
But now hold up, but a little. Nah, nigga. Fuck that. Shout out my young niggas. I'm not putting y'all on. I'm not saying what y'all be doing on there.
Nigga.
Fuck that.
Nigga.
Shout out my little young niggas, man. Fuck out of here.
They be wilding on there, man.
Nigga.
They the be game. Going to go find them racist motherfuckers.
The games, yeah. The games is funny, man.
Nigga.
You like, I'll find your address, pussy.
Oh, I didn't get yeah. to tell you. I got a fucking speeding ticket the other night.
How was that? Was you crying like a little bitch?
Why is that always your go-to? Why do you think I go out here and cry? I don't be scared of the police, bro.
So what happened?
I was going too fast.
And you knew it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I was on I-40. Just got my daughter's hair done because you know my niece does.
This nigga speeding? No,
it's probably something. He probably felt that way when he saw me. But whatever.
Got me one.
Coming back from Raleigh and shit, and I'm on 40 and shit. And usually they be on the right side, you know what I mean, sitting chilling. This motherfucker was on the left side, like in the middle. So he, you know what I'm saying. So his lights was off and everything. It's like 10 something at night. Man, I seen him at the last second, bro. I was like, I know I was doing like 90 something. You know what I'm saying? When I hit the brakes a little bit, flew past him, looked in the mirrors. I was like, is he going to go? Is he coming? Headlights came on. You know what I mean? Blue lights came on. What am I going to do?
Shit took off.
With both the kids in the car,
both of them. Yeah.
Nah, we ain't doing that, dude.
OJ.
I'm not doing that. We ain't doing that. Pulled over, of course.
You don't got no faith in your Prius, man.
No. Not against a fucking state trooper charger. No, nigga.
I thought
no.
you had the sport edition.
I was 3 miles away from fucking 95 too.
You could have took off straight to 95.
No, it was a state trooper.
You know what I mean?
I'm a rough rider. I'm free.
Came up to me and shit.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
The wild shit was
watch me hit the dust.
Family ass.
I told him. He came up to me. I gave him the license or whatever. He was like, oh, you live here in Fayetteville? I was like, yeah, of course. He was like, where your registration? I was like, it's in the glove box. But I was like, listen, I got a firearm in there too. Like, you know what I mean? Let me be clear about that.
I got that thing on me.
He was like, okay. He said, do you have a concealed weapons permit? And I was like, no. I was like, but, you know, I got my kid. Cause you can clearly see my daughter in the backseat on the iPad, shit like that. Mm. So I'm like, yo, I didn't want it in the open. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I understand. So boom, took my shit. Man, he just went back there and wrote me a ticket. He was like, just slow down out here, bro. I was like, all right, cool, I got you. But I'm like, he got to charge me with concealed shit.
So what you supposed to have it on your dashboard or something?
It had to be in plain view.
Oh.
It has to be in plain view. Here, I mean, I don't know how all the other states do. I'm just saying in North Carolina, the way my shit is set up. You know what I mean? But when you get concealed, I could tuck my shit. You know what I mean? But I don't need all that. You know what I mean? I'm not tucking nothing. I tuck it either way. Fuck all that. But
I let him know and shit. I'm glad he didn't even run my registration like that, because my tax was expired. Like, you know what I'm saying? 92 and a 70.
Slow down, my boy.
92. I was trying to get home, you know, get the kids to, you know, school's next day. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, dangerous. You going 90 miles but, an hour.
You still got off good. You know what I'm saying? He just gave you a ticket for speeding. Well, nothing real big.
Yeah, so. Holler at the lawyer. 500.
That wasn't too bad, though.
500. Don't like it.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what it is, man.
That's what you got to pay the man. You want to be a speeder racer. I'm speeding.
Racer X ass nigga. Yeah.
Watch me hit the dust, ass nigga.
Yeah, that shit was trash, man.
Oh, heavy feet ass nigga.
Shut the fuck up. Shout out to Raleigh.
I like to go fast ass nigga, man.
I mean, you know, a little bit. I've been trying to raise Dave. He's scared.
Stop. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm trying to race Dave. We can take it to the track. I'm not saying on the roads. We can take it to the track.
This nigga,
I give Dave that smoke.
This nigga foot like Nutty Professor. Remember when his shit swole up? Watch me hit the dust. Take this fucking ticket, stupid.
Shout out to Raleigh. They going through some shit right now.
Was your heart beating fast after you seen him?
Nah.
Nah, you be at the
I just comply.
Oh, shit.
I don't have a problem telling you what's in my vehicle. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm talking about when you see him. I ain't,
I just said.
Because you had everything cool.
I was just like, I know this is a ticket.
I feel like as long as you have this a cool situation, it could go good. You know?
Yeah, I be chilling.
Not every police is good, but, you know, some good guys out there. Appreciate y'all.
So they said there was a 15-year-old that did a shooting on a trail out there in his neighborhood in Raleigh, killed 5 people.
That's crazy. What's going on? Like?
They're trying to figure out a motive, but
sometimes there don't be no motive. It just switched out. You know, some people want to be a legend in the wrong way. You know, a lot of times they might need that help and nobody's looking for it. You know what I'm saying? It's always a backstory, because you know, it's like every person that did something went, you know what I'm saying, had a backstory that they ain't look at until afterwards. Oh, yeah, we find out he was crazy. Marilyn, man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they said the 15-year-old was wounded too, but they never said how he was wounded, how he got a little hurt or whatever. But I just wonder, man.
He's still alive?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But at 15 year old.
When he gave it, he surrendered or something?
I got to do some more reading.
Oh, okay. That's
what I was trying to read earlier. Y'all was rushing me to do the pod, so fuck y'all.
Nigga, you can't read.
Yeah, like, you can't read fast, nigga.
Nigga, read with the bouncing ball.
Yeah. Like, speed. They confiscate him in cell.
Today, Junior.
What's that shit?
Then he said,
but nah, like, what? I be wondering what's going on in a 15-year-old mind that want to just go shoot people.
It's
like,
crazy, man.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's what's going on with you?
Rest in peace,
like,
to the victims.
Definitely. Definitely.
Always that, man. Like,
I think I read two of them were police officers that got killed too.
Sometimes it could be going something on with them, sometimes it don't. Sometimes motherfuckers.
Damn,
who
was he shooting with? You know what he's shooting with?
I gotta do some more reading.
That motherfucker was a good shot.
Sorry, we don't have the information.
Yeah, I think it was just like random
people. Where'd you get the gun from?
Okay. Oh,
he's on a trail. Like, you know, he's walking through a trail behind the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that nigga's bugged. He's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
It's fucked up. Sad.
I don't believe those type of people should be given a break. You got to execute them niggas on sight.
Yeah. 15 though.
You gotta execute him. He fucking
but
up.
But you know what? 15-year-olds don't be looking 15 either.
Listen, you gotta execute.
You see on these other charges up, you know what I'm saying? I be watching on YouTube, they be giving niggas
execute years, all, you know, mass shooters. Same thing, like, I think that might stop a lot of the mass shooting. Cause if you kill them niggas before they get a chance to reach that, to see their name and lights and shit, might change these niggas' minds. You gotta execute these niggas on sight,
nah, bro.
In front of everybody.
Bro, Some people that's just be with. So mentally out of there.
Kill them.
It's no changing their minds on what they are going to go do.
Kill them.
It's a lot like
that. But they already them. Made, they done already shot five, seven people.
My point is exactly. Also, just go ahead just kill them. Like yeah, just kill them on site. Ain't no, like, what you taking them in
that's
the custody
the thing,
for?
Like, they don't.
Right
like,
in front of everybody. On, boom.
It depends on what race it is. We done seen some for the rest of them niggas. The
out. You got, you got, they got to make these niggas an example. You want to be famous? Cool. We're going to kill you right here.
And they
camera.
Still going to be famous because then they're going to make stories out of it. Like, the Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
You got to make it normal. I mean? They ain't going to make no videos about it if it's normal that they get killed. Because all the fucking...
I believe they will, Dave.
All the...
I believe when you're mentally out of there like
all
that,
all of
they
the
just
stories...
Go.
All the stories going to be the same. It's going to have the same ending.
Bro,
they, gonna kill
they don't
niggas.
Care to get killed.
They going to... It's fine. Just fucking kill them. They do care. They care. They don't really want
to
get killed.
The thing
they don't
is,
care. They care.
That's why they going care. Out like that.
They ain't going. And half of them niggas ain't getting killed. The you thing know what is, I mean? It's the difference when you get killed.
The thing is, what pissing me off, like, with,
start
with
executing
certain
these
situations,
niggas on site, man.
Y'all was there, like.
We don't need these niggas in society.
That's the thing, like, sometimes... They can stop it before it gets too, you know what I'm saying, big, like Jeffrey Dahmer thing. You see what happened, like, they didn't show up. Because they get, you know what I'm saying, they be like, oh, this woman lying. You see what I'm saying? So, like, what can we do for people to want to call when they see something going on? Because sometimes it's not even worth it. Because the cops don't show up till, like, later on, like, you know what I'm saying? Depends on who
it is.
It
was letting
like,
Jeffrey Dahmer get away with too much shit, man. Fuck that. That motherfucker was getting pulled over with dead bodies in the back seat and he's drunk as fuck and I don't want to ruin your life, so you little 18, 19-year-old, go straight home. I'm not going to give you no ticket. I'm not going to arrest you for being drunk and I can tell you're being drunk.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit, fuck. I don't even want to talk about that shit. Fuck that shit.
But sometimes it's the same thing like when they give you a break, so is it right?
I ain't got dead bodies in the trunk neither.
That's the thing though.
I ain't got 30 kilos in the trunk neither. And you can go ahead and search it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm yeah, go
it was,
ahead.
If it,
but I might have but I might
most
have
most of the time like if
but
they
I might
let
have
them
an
go,
ounce
they still
of weed if
search.
I'm by myself. I might have some weed or something from by myself, of course. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I might have a blunt or something because I was smoking in the car. So when I'm by myself, I don't do that shit around my kids and nothing like that. I don't even smoke around my kids like that. Like, it's got to be outside of some shit. Like, not indoors or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, nigga, I don't have none of that type of shit going on. So it's like, what just give me my ticket, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just give me my fucking ticket. Like, that's it. When they give me my break. Mm-hmm. But the white boy had the fucking body in the trunk, like in the back seat, and trash bags, bro. Black trash bags, visibly seen. That's crazy.
Shit. Old boy beat the shit, I don't know. So it don't matter.
I gotta finish the fucking story. I'm on like episode 8 or some shit like that. Me and my son is watching it.
Freak Boy Dahmer.
You said what, Dave?
I said Freak Boy Dahmer.
Freak Boy.
He killed a lot of people, man.
Yeah, he was different.
It's just crazy, man.
He was different. He was definitely different. I ain't like, and I definitely didn't like how he killed the deaf guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, where's your heart at this point?
Nigga, he eat
certain,
hearts.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing, like.
Where's your heart at? Nigga, in my stomach.
They mind is gone, bro. When they do shit like that, they ain't got no heart. You know what I'm saying? They already sold their soul to the devil, so it's a wrap.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? Homie fucked with you and everything. Y'all had a little connection and all that.
It don't matter. Some people crazy. You don't see how many crazy-ass baby mamas done fuck with their baby then and killed them and shit? Crazy shit.
This shit was sad, man. That shit was sad.
It's always sad.
Shit was sad.
But the thing is, stop glorifying these niggas. Stop making a movie about them. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Do autobiography and that's it. Stop doing a movie about these niggas. I really don't give a fuck about a goddamn murderer. Mm. Mm. Now, somebody selling drugs. You can show that.
What?
I like that shit.
I'm ready for the BMF to come back. When? Come on, 50. I'm ready for the BMF to come back.
That's another thing. Let's talk about shows that's not coming back. Where's fucking Woo Saga? Like, what the fuck? The Woo line.
I got to go watch. What is it? Two seasons?
That's coming. I think they go
back. I
got to
go back and watch that.
It don't seem like it. They supposed to be coming out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I understand everybody got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? So... But damn, don't get me hooked on. That's why I hate getting me hooked on some shit. Then it takes a long time. But see, 50 situations is different because I think you're about to move from Stars, right? Because the contract, right?
Yeah, some shit you got going on.
So I think that's what's really taking long with his shit. But
well, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see what's next with Big Meech and Terry. You know what I mean? I'm ready to see what's going on, man. I'm ready to see what's going on. You got anything you want to get off your chest before
when
you get the fuck out of
Big
here?
Big Meech getting out?
Let's see, he got 30, bro.
Mm-hmm. When Pooh Shiesty getting out?
Free Pooh Shiesty. I don't know.
Free Shiesty.
Free Pooh Shiesty. Big 30 dropped the album a couple weeks ago.
Borgiano?
No. I'm talking about Big 30, his partner.
I don't listen to him.
From Memphis and shit.
No, I just listen to...
He got some joints on there I was fucking with. But I had to turn this shit off because I'm tired of everybody getting killed. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of listening to that shit on the low. Like, for real.
It'd be hard, but I just don't. Like I said, R&B.
Yeah, I'm on my. That's what I've been listening to. That's all I've been listening to right now. I turn on a little bit more of that rap shit real quick for about an hour. Then, like, you know what? I'm not trying to shoot nobody. I'm not trying to do none of this shit these niggas talking about. Like, I'm just trying to put out positive energy. That's it, nigga.
Same nigga try to shoot a bum. All right. Go ahead.
Why you always bringing up old shit?
kill a bum.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. You got anything you want to get off your chest before getting
you a John Wick nigga with shoot a bum.
I'm not shooting no bums, bro.
John Wick. Shoot a nigga in the chest like John Wick because he a bum. You scum. You peasant.
You
cockroach. Five.
Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
Subscribe. Support us.
What he said, for sure.
For real. For real.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all listen to this whack ass shit watching fucking Kim Kardashian talking about bullshit. Support us.
Took us a little while to come back. We back. Check us out every week.
This nigga kept getting injured, that's why.
We ain't gonna talk about it. We'll talk about that next episode. We'll talk about that next episode.
I'm light skinned. My skin is not
the same. Look at this race. You don't like your own people. That's what it is.
I love my own people.
When you change, when you
don't like Nigerians,
you racist.
You don't like Nigerians.
When you choose shades, you're racist, bro.
You don't like Nigerians. Oh my God.
What? I don't know what this nigga is talking
about. Oh my God. Lexington.
It's going to be Pastor Lexington in a minute, bro. It's going to be Pastor Lexington in a minute.
What is this? Pastor. What do you mean?
Not Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave?
DirtyWaterDaveB.
What's your shit, Moses?
DirtyWater.
Here you go. What is
TikTok,
it?
TikTok, Dirty Water what? Clappers.
What?
Dirty
what?
Water Snapchat.
Everything's just Dirty Water with you, right?
Dirty
bro?
Water Moses Snapchat, Dirty Water Moses Clapper, Dirty Water Moses.
Everything.
TikTok.
Right? All that shit.
Instagram.
Subscribe. Fuck with us on YouTube.
Somebody own my goddamn Instagram.
All that shit. Fuck with us, man. 2-6 and...
You stupid.
Word.
Sound like a fucking nanny.